26, Bestfield Homes, LLC, intersection of Road 206 and Route 1, special use exception to place an off-premise sign.
State your full name and address.
Scott Patrick Bradley, 180 Welsh Track Road, Newark, Delaware, 19702.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct?
Yes, sir.
To the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name's Scott Bradley. I'm with Bestfield Homes. Back in late October, we had entered into an agreement with Charles Yoder to lease a small portion of his property at the intersection 206 and Route 1 to place a subdivision advertisement sign. Soon after that, on 11/14, we received a notice of violation saying that there shall be no off-premises signs for subdivisions. We were not aware of that. This brought it to our attention. The following week, we applied for the variance. So we are requesting a variance under, if it's approved, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, and the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Mr. Yoder, who is the owner of this property, did enter into a lease with us. On the adjacent, or on the corner diagonal to us, there's a larger sign for a subdivision for Estates of Shawnee, I believe. This sets some precedence.
How far down the road is the actual subdivision?
There's maybe 1,000 feet down on the left. There's maybe 4 or 5 single-family homes on the left right before the subdivision entrance.
And the main entrance to the subdivision is off 206?
Yes, sir.
Cedar Neck Road?
We did have the sign placed well back off of the right-of-way, I might add, also.
How long would you anticipate using or needing that sign?
It is a temporary sign. We're projecting a 2-year build-out in the subdivision. Of course, current market conditions might prolong that, but that's what we are anticipating, is not much longer than 2 years.
What is on the parcel that...
Excuse me?
What is on the parcel that...
Farmland.
Farmland.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Benson, any further? Mr. Mills? No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There are 2. Would you ladies like to come forward and be sworn in? Sir, you can sit down right up front.
Thank you.
Would you ladies like both to come in and be sworn in? Again, is there anyone else here in opposition so we can swear you all in at the same time?
Step up here. Do it together.
Okay.
Beverly Thawley, 6521 Coastal Highway, Milford.
Joanne Clark, 6821 Coastal Highway, Milford.
Place your hand here. You place your hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Are you in opposition to this application?
Yes, I am. Due to previous involvement with signage with Bestfield Homes on my property, I was the original developer of Nolak Acres. I sold it. I was the one who had the engineering done, wrote the restrictions, and made sure that it would be done in a manner which would be an improvement to what had previously been part of my farm. I also had my attorney, Brandy Jones, put in the restrictions that they could not be changed without my approval, because I've seen too many cases in the past where builders came down, presented one thing, and then changed it. I had agreed with the previous person that I sold the property to have a sign put on the corner of my property, which is the corner of County Road 30 and Route 1. It was a big construction trailer, which was to be a temporary trailer with a big banner on both sides for high visibility, since the development is quite a ways off of Route 1. When Mr. Fowler sold the property to Bestfield, the sign was changed. I had tried to negotiate with Bestfield to maintain the corner. My farm runs from the corner all the way up to the retention pond. Del Dot seems to be short of funds, so we mow it the right of way all summer. Anything that is my property is mowed by us, and the trash is picked up on a regular basis. Bestfield had their sign on the trailer after it was sold. They would not mow the grass, so for several months we ended up mowing it and maintaining it. After much discussion and unable to come to a meeting of the minds, I got tired of the junky mess down there and asked them to remove it. So one of my questions and objections is that if there is a sign put there, if the committee agrees to do this, I would like to make sure that it is at least maintained in a nice manner. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Long, thank you. Ma'am?
I oppose it because it is on the corner. My property bucks up to that farm on the corner. All summer long, there have been signs put up every Friday night and taken down Monday morning. And I think that if this sign is put up there permanently, more people are going to think they could put their signs up there. And that's why I oppose it. It's an eyesore going up Route 1.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark. Mrs. Clark?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
One of the members has a question.
Yes.
What size were the signs that were being put up? Were they small signs? They weren't 10 by?
They were some like this. There were larger ones. There were all sizes put up.
What were they advertising?
The homes.
They weren't.
I'm not sure if they were Best or whose homes they were. There were some arrows going to the left, some going to the right. But they were an eyesore. And at one point, one Sunday morning, I went out and counted 17 signs. I mean, is that what we want it to look like?
They weren't 10 feet by 6 feet, were they?
No, I don't think they were.
More like real estate size signs.
Right. But still in all, is anyone allowed to go up there and put a sign and then take it down Monday morning before the state? It had been reported, and they had told us that they were going to look into it, and they never did. I mean, they may have, but we never heard any results from it. Okay.
And when you like that better, I had just one sign instead of a mess of signs there?
Yeah, but are the rest of them going to think because he's got his up there that the rest can just go put them up there?
Rest of who?
Anybody else that's selling houses along there. There's another development to the left. They've got arrows going.
What's the ruling on real estate signs?
They're not permitted.
Real estate signs are not permitted. Correct.
They're not permitted on, they're on county property now. They were on state. State, they were smart enough to move them over to county. They're on county. They're all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
They're down Route 1. They're down all over.
They
you know
are.
What I'm talking about. That's what you're talking about,
that's
isn't it?
That's exactly what I'm talking
well, they're
about.
They're all over the county.
They're not
And we're prepared to, we're at this point, I know planning and zoning is ready to bring all those into compliance. In other words, take them up, get them out of there.
Mm-hmm. There's four of them up there right now.
It's not based on whether he puts a sign up or not. They would, if he doesn't put a sign up, they do it anyway. So, and like you said, they take them down. The reason mm-hmm. some of the inspectors can't get them, they take them down at the end of the weekend. They come out on a Friday night, the way I understand, or a Saturday. Is that correct?
That's true.
And they start putting these signs up, and they just go on, and then they hear a little bit of pressure coming, like a question asked by Mr. Mills, which they probably are watching the internet tonight, and they'll say, okay, we'll make sure we put them up Friday night and take them down Mondays. So that's the problem we're having here in Sussex County, and we're addressing that in planning and zoning. I know that right now. And the state had to do the same. So okay. I'm sure the county council is well aware of what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
This is the little ones, and then that's Bestfield.
So. Absolutely, I understand.
Thank you, ma'am. Produce pictures.
So I hope that answered your question, John.
Yes.
I mean, Mr. Mills. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Riggins. So you want to address this?
Yes.
We'll give you a short rebuttal.
Short rebuttal?
Yep. Try and be redundant. But.
I just want to state a couple of things. Bestfield Homes has been around for 52 years. We're not a fly-by-night builder. We produce a quality home for a reasonable price. The lease that Ms. Thawley was speaking of, we did try and enter into a lease with her. We found her to be very difficult to deal with, to say the least. There were few occasions where we thought we had everything worked out and then something else would be thrown on the table. Just to put it in perspective, Ms. Thawley did state that she put it in the deed restrictions that nothing can be changed in the restrictions without her consent. Ms. Thawley tried to ask us for $50,000 to change it, for us to change those restrictions. The trailer sign, it didn't look much different than what Fred Fowler had up there. Our agreement was with, when we bought the 60 some odd lots from Fred, excuse me, we would continue leasing that trailer and we would put our own sign on it. That's the only change we made to that trailer. It was basically a semi-trailer parked there with a, I think our sign is 24 by 4 feet tall. That's the sign, type of sign that was on that construction trailer before. That's the only thing we changed on that property.
But you had a large wooden sign for a first street sided side, did you not?
Before no,
the
sir.
Trailer was moved in there? No.
Nope.
You didn't have one there?
No, I don't believe so.
Across from 36 at the Nolik Farm then?
Is there a picture of one?
No, I just asked a question.
Oh, I don't believe we did, no.
No, I'm asking you the question.
As far as I know, we did not have a temporary sign on that location because, excuse me, we did not own it. That is the sign that we are requesting the variance for. That is the one on Mr. Yoder's property. The only sign we had at that trailer location was a banner sign. Okay.
What was it attached to, that banner?
It was attached to the semi-trailer.
That's right, yes.
I guess I misunderstood the question.
It's all right.
I thought you said a three-sided sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this sign is what you're requesting, and that's what you mean by non-permanent installation?
That will be a temporary sign when the subdivision is done. That'll go away. And like
that's the sign you're asking for tonight?
Yes, sir.
That's what you mean by non-permanent installation?
Yes.
How high is that, do you know?
The sign itself is 6 foot tall, so with the supports, it's
12, 13?
Maybe 12 feet.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be much more than that.
So, would that be anchored down?
It is. If you look at the pictures, and thank you, Bev, for bringing those pictures, he has cross braces at the base that are flat, and then he goes down with the 4x4 into the ground about 3 feet, so because that creates a hinge there.
Yeah, okay.
So that actually holds it in the ground.
Okay.
So it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, being no further three letters, no other opposition.
No letters.
Mr. Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion we take case number 9726 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 9726 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give these your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement.
Okay.
What that means, you could stay here. There may be a decision later made later on this evening, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Call the office.
Okay.
Can you do that in the morning then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or you may say there may be one made later on this evening.
Okay.